divorce, one revocable divorce. Number three, he should try and be as polite as possible. It's a very crude interaction, but to the best of his ability, he should be polite. And as the Quran says, وَمَتِّعُوهُنْ, give her something. Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu anhu, the grandson of Nabi alayhi salam, he gave his two wives talaq on one day for whatever reason. You know, like that person said, I had bad luck with both my wives. The one left me, the other one didn't leave me. وَمَتِّعُوهُنْ, give some gift. So when he sent the talaq to both his wives, he gave them 10,000 dirhams each. And number four, أَلَّا يُفْشِي سِرَّهَا, after the marriage, don't divulge her weaknesses. Close the chapter and move on. She needs to move on with her life and you need to move on with your life. Brothers, bear me out. I want to share with you in 5 minutes the life of a woman who I believe is a role model for every woman. You know, this is an all-rounder, not a cricketer all-rounder. All-rounder in the sense, I will tell you what a mother she was. Then I'll tell you what a wife she was. Then I'll tell you what a daughter-in-law she was. And then you can make the call and decide. As I mentioned, a key ingredient to sustain this relation is sabr and patience. I'm speaking of none other than Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anha. Asma radiallahu anha was born 27 years before Hijrat took place to Medina Munawwara. She narrated 56 ahadith from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She enjoys the privilege on the riwayat of Bukhari to be known as Dhatun Nitaqain. When my Nabi and Abu Bakr left for Hijrat, and he came in the dead of night, and then Abu Bakr accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was Asma. Now look at her role as her daughter. It was Asma radiallahu anha. She prepared food. There was no vessel or container, so she split her apron in half. And then she closed the food in this apron and she gave it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this became food for the journey. And it was because of this the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Asma, you are in Jannat and you have two garments in Jannat also. Dhatun Nitaqain. So anyway, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam embarks and they leave on Hijrat. She was the one that prepared the meal. Then after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left, one day the grandfather of Asma radiallahu anha comes, Abu Quhafa, who is 83 in age and who is visually impaired. At that time, he is not yet a Muslim. Look at the maturity of this woman. My sister today has to contend with her mother-in-law and her sister-in-law, and she faces a crisis. Let me tell you with who Asma had to contend. She sees her father off. Then comes her aged grandfather. The grandfather walks in. He's not a Muslim. She understands the complexity and the sentiments. She says, "Hal taraka min shay'in." So my son Abu Bakr is gone again with his companion Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Asma says, yes, oh my grandfather, he is gone. So again, I trust he left nothing for you and he deserted you people. Now look at the maturity of this girl. She understands loyalty to her father, loyalty to Islam. She was the 18th person to accept Islam. Only 17 people accepted Islam before her. She was in the initial stages. She says, come here, oh my grandfather. She then took pebbles, put it in bags, and then brought the grandfather and told him, now you feel these bags. He felt it. And she used an Arabic term. Now the word khair in Arabic has two meanings. It has the meaning of money as well as the meaning of good. So when the grandfather said, did he leave any khair, meaning any money? She, you know, we think we are psychologists and we're smart. And we know how to manipulate and we know how to, you know, turn and twist. Look at the maturity. If your intellect doesn't steer you closer to Allah, then what's the good? She said, Taraka lana khayran kathira. Oh my grandfather, he left a lot of khair. The grandfather interpreted it as well. She interpreted it as piety and nobility. Then the grandfather leaves. Asma says, Wallahi ma taraka lana min shay. Allah's qasam, he had not left behind a dime, not even 1 cent. But it doesn't end here. She leaves. The riwayat suggests Abu Jahl then comes to the house. Now Asma contends with the enemy of Allah in the absence of her father. Arrogantly, harshly, abruptly. What I'm saying, my sister, you find yourself in a crisis to juggle yourself between a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law. And you come to a point of frustration. Look at with who Asma has to contend. Abu Jahl walks in. Where is your father, Abu Bakr? Asma says, I don't know. Where is your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Asma says, I don't have the whereabouts. Abu Jahl says, I know your father is not here. If you will not speak up, I will slap you and I will hurt you severely. Asma says, go for it and do what you have to do. The riwayat suggests this wicked, evil, nasty, wretched, may Allah's curse be upon him, advance towards this innocent, blessed Asma radiallahu anha, then beating her severely, causing her to collapse and her earring to fall. She stands up crying, but she says, I'll never divulge it, do what you have to do. But this is not the all, this is not the end of Asma. The riwayat comes in Bayhaqi that one